Chelsea handler rails against white Christian male spite in midterms op-ed, to go forward, R for reverse. By Justin Caruso on October 24, 2018. Comedian Chelsea Handler attacked the GOP for their white Christian male spite in an op-ed meant to promote voting published Wednesday in Newsweek. America has come a long way from the days of our founding father George Washington. A well-to-do white guy who was born into a slaveholding family who eventually freed his own slaves only upon his death via his legal will. But we haven't come far enough, the op-ed penned by Chelsea Handler and her brother Glenn Handler reads. The Handlers also spread some misleading information in the piece about the civil rights movement and the women's rights movement, largely erasing the important role that Republicans played in the landmark legislation granting women the right to vote and Black Americans basic civic protections. Finally, the Handlers conclude their bad history lesson and move on to accusing the GOP of hijacking the Supreme Court and flushing democracy down a right-wing toilet. Our nation is a republic, supposedly democratic in nature. But the 2018 reality resembles a wholly undemocratic farce, replete with our professional wrestler-in-chief, his crooked Russian Republican Duma, his rigged Republican frat boy Supreme Court, and a nationwide network of vote suppressors and vote riggers and oligarchic donors and bribers doing their seditious best to once again subvert democracy in the name of right-wing tyranny. Through the Machiavellian joys of gerrymandering, voter suppression tactics and laws, voter file purges, red state Senate obstructionism, Supreme Court hijackings, automated black box vote counting, and electoral college tyranny of the minority rule, Republicans have utterly abandoned the will of the American people and flushed democracy down a right-wing toilet, fueled by white Christian male spite and daily repainting of the toenails of the rich in the finest gold. The op-ed ends by urging readers to vote for Democrats. Remember, Republicans do not like voter turnout. In fact, they can't stand democracy. Americans deserve much more than the last 2 years of the Republicans' intellectual, moral, and economic bankruptcy. So let's give Republicans democracy good and hard on November 6, 2018, just like H.L. Mencken said. Just say no to kakistocracy. D to go forward, R for reverse, the article concludes. This kind of political activism should come as no surprise to those who are familiar with Handler's long history of attacking President Trump and the Republican Party. The 43-year-old said in September that the Republican Party thinks that rape is fine. The former host of Netflix's Chelsea pleaded with Twitter to have President Trump's Twitter account banned. Can't Twitter just remove Trump's account, already? No leader of any country should be tweeting threats to people in other countries. That would actually force him to talk more and explain policies and answer questions on tape, and we all know how that goes, she said.